Broadcasting live, it's America's longest-running national radio talk show on computers, Computer America, hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. Look for Craig's weekly column in your favorite newspaper. This show is being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the Internet at ComputerAmerica.com. Keep it here for technology news at ComputerAmerica.com. Keep it here for technology news, computer products, guest interviews, and your phone calls. You're listening to Computer America.
Hello and welcome into the Computer America Show. It's the nation's longest running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. It's Tuesday, the 27th of March, 2012, and I'm your host, Craig Crossman.
And I'm your co-host, Ben. And,
okay, well, we've got an interesting show planned tonight, and it's going to be, it was a couple of weeks ago we had Sandy Berger on the show talking about different voiceover IP products. I think she talked about, the Magic Jack and Uma and a number of these devices that are out there. And she really gave a good overview of it. But one of the ones that she was not familiar with, and although I understand she's becoming familiar with it, because is a product from called NetTalk. Now, they actually sent her one to review, and my understanding in talking to her briefly is that she really likes it. And I decided to ask them to be on the show, and I said to ask them to send me a unit as well. And they sent me a unit for my to try, and also they sent me I think a number of units to give away on the show. And later on, we'll talk about what we're going to do. We're going to actually give them away on our Facebook contest. We've been alternating some different prizes, so we're going to probably add that as well. So now the product is called NetTalk, and all of us, most of us, have heard of something called Magic Jack, but they are not the only little add-on device that lets you make free long-distance phone calls. NetTalk is also a little device, but it offers a full-featured phone line, including things like call forwarding, call waiting, caller ID, and visual voicemail. It's fax-friendly. It has voicemail to email, which I think is really cool, can conference bridge, and has connectivity through Wi-Fi, Edge, and now 3G and 4G, and works with or without a computer, and offers, and this is something that, it's hard to find, they offer live customer support on the phone. Here to explain how this little marvel works is Phil Lin. Phil is NetTalk's Director of Business Development. Phil, welcome into Computer America. How are you tonight?
Great, guys. Great to be on the show, and looking forward to talking about NetTalk and what we're doing.
Absolutely. So let's just back up a little bit and tell us about NetTalk, the company. How long have you been around, and how long have you been working on developing this product?
Well, we've been around in the technology space for quite a while. In particular with NetTalk, we've been doing it for over 4 years. And we kind of took our time because, there's been a lot of activity in the VoIP space. But we found that for a lot of people, the quality of the product that was out there and the convenience that the consumers really wanted to have to make it a true 24/7 landline alternative really hadn't been developed yet. You had mentioned the competitor that people kind of know, but even with that, what had been available still required you to be tied to a computer.
Right.
It really wasn't a true 24/7 landline, and that's really the direction and the vision that we wanted to go from the get-go. And so for us, it was a point of being the innovator in the marketplace. So when we came out with the NetTalk Duo last year, we were the first to market with a device that didn't require you to be tied to a computer. We were the first one that said you could actually have a 24/7 phone connected to your router. And that's really how we wanted to start out. But it took us, like I said, about 4 years to, do the research, make sure we did all our testing, checking out the routers, because for a lot of people, they've been hearing about this VoIP thing for a long time. And we really wanted to take it to the next level where they could trust it as much as they had before with the old landlines that they're used to.
Right, and that is a primary concern, is because the quality of the sound coming from these devices, you want to try to get to be as good as you would with a traditional switched telephone line or system, like with AT&T or some of the big telcos. And for many, that has not been the case. The quality has been sporadic, intermittent. It gets a little choppy. I will tell you, listening to NetTalk, and because I've been using it quite a bit, and I've had some calls coming to me from someone using a NetTalk, until he mentioned that I'm using a NetTalk, I did not realize that he was using it. It sounded like he was using a standard telephone, so very impressive. And then, of course, after he said I'm using a NetTalk, I started to listen more closely. But still, I mean, it sounds just like an ordinary telephone line, and yet it's not a phone line. You're not using that at all, and it allows you to do some really amazing things. And we're going to get into some of the details with this. Now, is NetTalk availability where now, in the United States or Canada? Where is it working with right now?
NetTalk's available throughout the U.S. As well as in Canada.
Okay.
We're in Walmart, Fry's, Tiger, Amazon, .com, Buy.com, Newegg, Target.com, and we're going to be adding more and more retailers starting this April. We've got a lot of great things coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, and maybe we can talk a little bit about this too. So tell me why and had I not heard of NetTalk before? I mean, I've heard of most, a lot of people have heard of Magic Jack, and they understand. Why is NetTalk not as visible as Magic Jack? Is it because you're newer? Is that it?
Well, I think the answer is that we are newer. I mean, you know, our competitor was one of the first that was out in the marketplace, but again, it was sort of an older technology and a technology that we knew we could surpass.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, to their credit, they advertised a lot. And the thing was for us, the vision that we have is that we want to be able to give people the convenience and the call quality and the clarity that they have with their regular, you know, switch phone from their telco. And, you know, maybe we were a little bit slower in getting to the market because we wanted to do it right, but we've done it right. And now, you know, we've gotten write-ups, you know, from we were the PC Magazine's editor's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Just like yourself, you were recognized by the New York Times for your great work. We were recognized by the New York Times for having a great device. And on top of that, we were recognized by Laptop Magazine and a number of other magazines. So, you know, the word is spreading, and if when you check online and your listeners check online about NetTalk, there's a lot of activity out there in regards to reviews. You know, if you check on Walmart or Amazon, you'll find a lot of favorable reviews. So it's coming, and it's the sort of thing where, people are understanding the extra value that we have compared to what has been what they've been used to in the marketplace. So, I mean, like I said, we came a little bit later to the marketplace because we wanted to come out with the latest innovation. And now we know that with the product that we have is exactly the sort of product that consumers want from a number of different levels. And we'll talk about all the features that we have, and including number one, you know, our NetTalk device. First of all, is $20 less.
Well, all right, I'm going to cut you off because at the music means we have to take a break, and I thought you were going to stop talking, but you didn't, so I'm going to have to interrupt. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to continue on. NetTalk, we're talking about this amazing new little device that allows you to make free long-distance phone calls without the use of a computer, and we'll get into exactly how well it works. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. I've got lots to talk about with our guest, Phil, tonight. So I'll open the phone lines, but we might only take a couple of calls because I got a lot to discuss with him, and I think that it's important that we talk about it. The phone numbers is 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. We'll get you on and get you through. Better yet is maybe send us an email to our special email inbox when we're live and on the air. It is live, L-I-V-E, at ComputerAmerica.com. You can also join us in our live interactive add-on chat room from our homepage at ComputerAmerica.com. On the left-hand side there, you'll see it says chat with us. Make up a username, click the login button beneath it in your Java-enabled browser, be it on a Windows machine, Mac, Linux, Vista, Windows 7, Snow Leopard, Lion, Mountain Lion, they all work. We'll move you into the Computer America chat room. You can also Skype us. Our Skype address is one word, Computer America. We're talking to Phil Lynn. He is a director of business development for something called NetTalk, and this is really an amazing device. I've had it for about almost a week and a half, 2 weeks now, and it does everything that it claims to do and a lot more, and we'll get into some of the features with Phil about this. So, again, basically, so the NetTalk, it's this really nice-looking little device. It's about, 3 inches long or so. It's got a little blue light on it, and basically you plug why don't you tell us how does NetTalk do the job of replacing your phone line? What do you do to start it up?
Well, basically, you pick it up at the store or online. You take it home. You take out the NetTalk Duo, we call it, and you'll see there's 3 ports on it. You'll have one for your router that you connect. You have a cable you connect to your router or your modem.
Sure.
Right? And actually, we give you the cable. We want to make it easy for you.
Yeah, you do.
Right? And then on top of that, we have a port for you to connect your handset directly to the NetTalk Duo.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last port is just a USB that connects to a power jack that goes into your power source.
Right. In other words, you plug it into your power strip or something to get AC power for it.
There you go. So it's 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
You're connected, and then all you got to do is go online. You register the serial number so we know where you are, and you put in your E911 number that you want to be located for, and the number that you want to go with. And about 30 seconds after you hit enter, you're going to see the little red light that's on your NetTalk Duo turn to green, and then you're going to hear a ring, and then you're good to go.
Yeah. In other words, I didn't do that. I didn't have it connected when I went on, and it didn't matter. I mean, it turned blue and it worked right away. But if you have it all connected before you do all of that, you'll hear a little one ring. I assume, and then your phone will ring once. That means you're connected, which is nice. I didn't get to hear that because I did everything else first, and I didn't have it connected. But it still works, so that's fine. And there's nothing more amazing than picking up the phone and hearing a dial tone, because you're not plugged into the phone line, and yet you still get this amazing, you hear the dial tone, and you are ready to rock and roll. I mean, it's kind of amazing. It's almost like a dial tone from nowhere, but it's quite convincing. So let's talk a little bit more about the procedure. So basically, you take it out of the package, you put it together, like you said, and then one of the things is that when you go online, you actually register it, and it's interesting because the online is actually part of the control that you have with this. In other words, when you go online, you can control many, many different aspects of the NetTalk, which I think is very, very cool, including things, for example, like voicemail. You can set up your voicemail and you can put in an email address. So if someone leaves you a voicemail, okay, you can check it. You can do like a *98, I believe it is, and it will go and check the voicemail for you. But also, which I think is really cool, is that it will actually send you. It'll take the voice file, the MP3 file, and email it to you. So there, you can listen to the message anywhere you want to. It actually emails you the audio file of the message, which I think is very, very cool.
Well, you're absolutely right, Craig. I mean, the whole thing we've tried to do from the get-go was make a superior product to the marketplace, and then on top of the two, give the consumer an easy experience to get on to this device,
mm-hmm.
and then to basically, have the directory that we set up, when they go online, just to kind of say, what would you like? Do you want your calls forwarded? Do you want your voicemail set up this way? So it's really easy, and it really allows every individual to personalize what they want. And that's really what people want nowadays. They want to be able to save money. They want to be able to have a trusted service, that gives them good call, phenomenal clarity when they're calling, and they want to know that it's easy to set up because we're all busy.
Right. So basically, the NetTalk does the job of replacing your phone line. I want to say that over and over so people understand. This is not something you'll use in addition to. You literally, once you set this up, you can call up your local telco, be it AT&T, what does it say, and thank you. Hey, thanks for the memories, but goodbye. I'm tired of sending you, you know, $50, $60, $100 a month. I don't have to do that anymore. I have another way of getting people's telephones. And that's basically what NetTalk allows you to do. Basically allows you to thumb your nose at the big telcos and say, hey, have a nice life.
Well, exactly. And that's really the biggest satisfaction that we get from this, because, people, like we said, have been hearing about this technology for a while, but nobody's really been able to bring the quality that we've been able to, and to bring the price. I mean, for the cost of 1 month of phone bills, for $49.95, mm-hmm. you've got a whole year of phone service. You get to pick your own phone number. You get, on top of that, all these full features, call forwarding, call display, voicemail to email, all these things that you'd have to pay an extra bundle for. And then on top of that, you get 1 year of calling throughout North America. That means Canada. And not only just while you're in North America. If you're going on holidays, let's say you got friends overseas, or you're going to Australia for a couple months, or you're going to Dubai for business, you can call back to anywhere in North America for free.
And think about what he's saying. Hey, listen, we're going to take another break, and we're going to continue on. This is, again, we're talking about the exciting new NetTalk with Phil Lynn. We're going to continue on with them after these commercial messages. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Computer America Show. Phil Lynn from NetTalk is still with us. And real quick, I'm actually curious about this. Phil, what does NetTalk do with text messages that say go to a normal landline?
With text messages to a normal landline?
Yeah. Like, will you get that in your email too, or does it, just come back as an error message?
We're working on that right now, and I would say right now it comes back as an error message. But I need to. But we're updating that because we're always adding new features all the time.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering. It to me it seemed like a good feature. I'm glad you're working on it, because that'd be really important, to come up. But anyways, back to one of my other questions was, NetTalk Duo. Where does the Duo come in?
The word Duo.
Why does it deserve the word Duo? What does it do simultaneously as taking taking the place of your normal landline?
Well, the word Duo comes from a couple of things. One is that you don't need a computer and you can use a router or a modem. So there's dual opportunities there to have a 24/7 phone now instead of being tied to a computer that the old technology used to be. The other thing too is we call it Duo because we're trying. People are texting all the time, but people really want to talk, and this allows more people to talk more often and save money in the process.
So, let's talk about some of the advantages of replacing your phone with NetTalk. Obviously, cost is got to be the first thing. You're not going to be paying your phone bill monthly anymore. For $49.95, you get free, unlimited phone calls. Now, when you make you can make long distance phone calls to anywhere in the United States and anywhere in Canada, is that correct?
Correct. I mean, you get free calling to Canada and the US throughout the year, and basically that's for the full year service package.
Right. Now, if I want to call overseas, for example, would I be able to do so?
You have a couple options. Number one, with overseas, you can either buy credits, mm-hmm. or we've introduced these new call plans that are sort of a top-up. So when you get your Duo for mm-hmm. For the $49.95,
right.
You have the option when you come on to register to either take an additional plan, which we have one for Mexico, Puerto Rico, for the year, uh-huh. for an additional $70, right? Or you can do what we call a 60-country calling plan, which includes places like major city, major parts of Europe, India, China, Latin America.
Right.
So 60 countries for $120 for a year.
For a year. Wow. Okay.
For a year. So these are the features that we're bringing to this technology that really have been either spread all over the place or have been really prohibitively expensive, and we're doing our best to try to bring these costs down and to create the value. Now it is calling throughout the year, and again this is the calling that we have. The calling plans we have right now are based on an average family of four, so they would be for about, let's say, 50 hours a month, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
So 50 hours a month, you've got free calling if you want with the basic plan throughout North America, and that's when you travel. If you're traveling in the holidays, whatever else, you don't have to worry about that now. And then on top of that, you've got these add-on plans, which are going to save people a lot of money. If you love certain parts of the world and you go away for the summer holidays for the whole period, $49.95 that you're going to spend is going to save you right off the bat.
Now, I can actually take the NetTalk with me, and if I know, let's say I'm going to be traveling, and when I take the NetTalk with me, I assume my phone number follows me wherever I go with the NetTalk. So I hook it up. I can take a telephone unit, let's say in the hotel room, and just plug it right into the NetTalk, and I'm ready to go. Is that pretty much how that works?
Exactly, and you go to the hotel. If you have your laptop, the key thing is all you need is to have internet. So if you've got at the home, you've got your router, you got your modem. But if you're traveling, if you got your laptop and you can, pull in the Wi-Fi,
right?
You connect it, the power cable with the USB that we have. All you would do is just take off the adapter for the power, and then you just plug that into your laptop. Right, and then basically, you can basically start making calls with the handset that you've got there. You just grab the hotel's handset, and you're ready to make calls. And here's the neat thing: so you know, whatever your local phone number is, when you're in that hotel, people can call you back from that same local area code as if you were still in town.
Really? Okay. In other words, so if I'm wherever I am, they dial the local. They just dial the same phone number is what they do, no matter where I am in the world. Okay.
Right. So they dial the same phone number, and you could be anywhere you want, and they can reach you.
Right. So like what we do with our cell phones this day, you dial it, and no matter where you are in the world, it'll follow you. And now you can do this with your actual landline phone, using something like NetTalk to do that. And with the NetTalk, when you plug it into the computer, you don't even need the power, the external power cord. It takes its power from the USB device, which is another nice touch. Now, are there any disadvantages in not having a traditional phone line? I mean, is there anything? Are you giving anything up when you use something like NetTalk? I have to ask. It's a fair question.
You know what? Not really, because I mean, if you were to talk to us, 3 years ago or something like that, you'd be giving up maybe some of the call clarity. Maybe you'd be the cost savings wouldn't be as great. But like I said, we spent a lot of time. Our R&D team is we've got some pretty sharp people on our R&D team, and they've we built a computer in this device. And because we built a computer, you're getting your landline, everything that you love about a landline in regards to the call clarity, the features are all there, but you're not paying the price, and you're free. I mean, it's your phone. You take this wherever you want now, and you're not tied to anybody.
Yeah, I would think that customers would start making, flocking to this product or stampeding to it. Is it that they just don't know about it? I mean, if you have this device, you can make free long distance calls. Why aren't people just using this?
Well, just to let you know, we actually one feature I didn't mention to you was that because we're here to be the 21st century telco. We actually one thing that was missing in this space was that you couldn't talk to anybody. We created a call center. We actually have a 7-day a week call center that people can actually talk to. So they're not forced to chat online or wait. They can actually talk to a live person. And, you know, to answer your question, the reason why people still don't know about us enough yet is because we rolled it out slowly. Because I'll tell you, in the last 4 months, our call centers, we've had to like increase the number of people by about 5 times. We knew that once people got a hold of this, that we were going to have some major growing adjustments. So, I mean, and like I said, maybe we're a little too conservative because we wanted to do it right. We wanted to make a great product. We wanted to make sure we had a compelling saving story with the $49.95, with the one-year service, and, you know, with all these additional call plans, and then that we have the call center. So, you know, but the word's going out, and like I said, starting April, you're going to be starting to hear a lot more about us in some big, big retailers.
All right. Well, good. I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of phone callers that we're screening them, and we're going to take at least one of them when we come back. And then we'll actually, why don't we do this? Why don't we go to this one right now? Let's go to Jonah, who's listening to us in Boston on radio station WXBR AM 1460. Computer America, Craig Crossman. Hi, Jonah.
Hi, Craig.
Hi.
I think at the beginning of the show, I heard something about this thing might be Wi-Fi capable.
I was
wondering if they had a unit that would, you know, work with the PC, the router, and do Wi-Fi.
I'm glad you asked that. he's wondering about Wi-Fi, and I understand that's something new with NetTalk. Is that correct?
You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, we're committed to innovation, and in April, you're going to be seeing our new Wi-Fi unit coming out, and it's the first of its kind in the world.
Now, let me stop you there because I want you to go into more detail, but we're coming up against the break. So when we come back, let's talk about how Wi-Fi would actually work in this scenario. I mean, because we're talking about plugging into a router, which is one. We're talking about plugging it into a computer, but now this new version is going to let you do it without plugging it into either. We have to figure out how this actually works, and Phil will explain it to us when we come back. Jason, stay on the phone. This is the Computer America. I mean, Jonah, stay on the phone. We'll be right back. 51 minutes after the hour here on the Computer America show. Ben, before we get back, are you there, Ben? I want you to hear this call that just came from Skype moments ago. I think you'll like this.
Hi, Craig and Ben. I actually got your number by querying Siri.
Am I supposed to be hearing
trying
something?
To find a radio station. How cool is that? But I'll just leave this simple comment that the best thing to happen to Computer America is becoming a part of the team last year. This is Richard calling from Jackson, Mississippi. Have a great day. I look forward to listening to your next show. Thanks and God bless.
So there you go, Ben.
I'm assuming that you hit play on a message.
Yes, you didn't hear it?
And I'm hoping that went over the radio and we weren't just sitting here
for
a minute.
No, we heard it. Absolutely.
I didn't hear it.
You did not hear it?
I did not.
Wow, that's strange. I don't know why you wouldn't hear that. It went through. Well, basically, he said the best thing to happen to Computer America was bringing Ben on as my co-host. So
now I'm sad I didn't hear it.
Well, I'll save it for you. We'll play it a little later. We got Phil on the phone with us. He's a NetTalk's Director of Business Development. Phil, did you hear that? I'm out of curiosity. Did you hear that when I just played it?
Yeah, it sounded good. Ben, it was great.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
My first glowing review,
yeah.
And I don't get it.
Well, we'll play it for you during the break. You can come in here and listen to it.
Perfect.
Phil, I'm going to ask, make a request of you. I do this from time to time because we have so much to talk about. I know we only had you booked for the first hour, but if you could find it possible, could you stay with us for part of the next segment as well? Because we're just getting started and we have so much to talk about, okay?
Be my pleasure.
All right, excellent. All right, so let's continue on then. We're talking about this amazing NetTalk, and we're just kind of scratching the surface. And we have on the phone with us Jonah, who's listening to us on WXBR AM 1460 in Boston. So, Jonah, why don't you continue on? Jonah, I think you asked the question or posed the question to Phil about Wi-Fi. You heard me mention that in the opening announcement, and you wanted to know how Wi-Fi plays into this. Is that correct, Jonah?
Right, and how big is this unit? I mean, is it, you know, bigger than a bread box, I guess you might say.
Yeah, or something you have to wear as a backpack. All right, well, so, right, Phil, why don't you answer his questions?
Okay, first of all, the NetTalk Duo itself is just a little bit bigger than a pager, so it's probably about 3 inches by about 2 inches.
Yeah, it's very tiny, and very light. Yeah, exactly.
Very light, very sleek.
Very small, yeah. Looks
right.
Nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it'll be the same size. I mean, like I said, we got a pretty strong R&D team, and we were able to create a Wi-Fi unit in that size. So that's the first thing. In regards to the Wi-Fi itself, you're absolutely right. I mean, we innovated by coming out with the first 24/7, computer-free VoIP device, and now we're going to cut the wires so that you even have even more freedom. So with the Wi-Fi unit, basically, it gives you a couple of different benefits. One is, you know, for some people, you know, they've got their router and their modem maybe in the home office or somewhere else than where their multi-handset base is for their phone. So maybe they got their multi-handset base in the kitchen or the living room. Well, what they can do now, instead of having to move that handset to the where their router is, they just put in the Wi-Fi unit, and you know, you can basically have whatever phone you want throughout the whole house be the NetTalk phone that'll give you North American calling, right? So that's one advantage. The other advantage is if you're traveling. So let's say you're in business and you're in an office building somewhere and in some part of the world. And what happens is that if you just plug in the network that you're working from and the username into this device through your computer, you could basically go from room to room throughout that whole building and call back to North America. So if you're in Spain or if you're in, you know, Auckland, New Zealand, and you're working and you got to make calls back, you could literally go from the third floor to the fifth floor. As long as you've got the same Wi-Fi network, you can call back. Or if you're in a Starbucks, you know, in Beijing, you can call back. You know, you just need a power source and know what the network is and a handset, and you're good to go. So we've actually created a new type of communication. You had your old landline phones, you got your cell phones or mobile phones, and we've created this thing called a Wi-Fi phone.
That is truly amazing. So let me get this straight. So let's say I have the NetTalk, and I have another phone that is in a different room. My normal landline phone is in a different room than the router is, which tends to be the case in many, many homes. The router is off somewhere else, and I'm in the bedroom with this phone. I could literally take my phone, plug it into the Wi-Fi NetTalk, and that's all I would need to do, and the power, and then basically I could use that phone to connect to the Wi-Fi router in the other room and use the phone as a regular phone.
Yep. And you could, you know, and you know, if you're changing rooms or if you want to give a phone to your kids, you know, I mean, you could do whatever you want. It gives you, again, we made a great product with the first one, and we just allowed you to have even more mobility and convenience by cutting the wires.
Yeah, and now this unit will be available in April, just around the corner next week. So it's going to be available sometime next week.
Middle of the month, you'll be seeing it, and you'll be we'll be sending out notices on it, and I'm sure we'll be letting you know for sure as it hits here. Craig.
Now, will this particular NetTalk be more costly than the one that's not? Are you going to continue to make both, or you'll only offer this one, or how do you plan to market this?
We're going to offer both because number one, I mean, we've got the $49.95 is a phenomenal value, and we know that for a lot of people that's all they need and and that's all they want,
right?
And then we also know that there are people that want to have a little bit of extra mobility and a little bit of extra flexibility, so we're going to have that model available. So we know that there is a place for more than one type of unit, and we're going to make those available.
How much will this the Wi-Fi unit be?
This one will be around $64.95.
Okay, so about $20 more for wireless. Same calling plan, though. You still get the full calling for the year, correct? And all that's everything else stays the same, correct?
Well, actually, everything will stay the same, and it's actually better than $20. It's actually $15 difference because you go from $49.95 to $64.95, so it's even better.
Yeah, exactly. All right, higher math here. All right, so I'll tell you what. But again, the same calling plan, unlimited calling in North America and Canada for a full year.
your 50 hours of calling in North America or Canada. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, it's your you get a new phone, you mm-hmm. get your own phone number, mm-hmm. you get all the features: call waiting, call display, voicemail mm-hmm. to email. Mm-hmm. You get 50 hours of North American calling each month.
Right.
Right. All and right. then on top of that, you get a 7-day a week call center.
With live customer support. And I'll tell you what, we're at the top of the hour break, Phil, and so we're going to ask you to stay with us. We're going to have a national and local news, and then we'll come back to you with more of this because we're just really getting started. We're talking about NetTalk. We will continue on right after this, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live, it's the only national radio talk show on computers to air every weeknight. Computer America, hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. The first hour's behind us, but there's still more of tech news, tech talk, and your phone calls. We're being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the internet at ComputerAmerica.com. You got computer problems? Bring them on. You're listening to Computer America. Computers run the world, and we run computers. Call us toll-free, 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-TALK. Or send us an email to live@computeramerica.com.
Hello and welcome into hour two of the nation's longest-running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. This is the Computer America Show, and I'm your host, Craig Crossman.
And I'm your co-host, Ben.
And we continue on with our show, and we've asked our guest from the first hour to stay with us because we were just kind of getting into this, and there's so much more to talk about. Phil Lin, NetTalk's director of into this, and there's so much more to talk about. Phil Lin, NetTalk's director of business development, has agreed to stay with us in this hour. Welcome back, Phil, and we're going to continue on. So again, just if you're just joining us, we're talking about NetTalk. This is this new device. I guess if you had to point out something similar, it is like the Magic Jack, but the Magic Jack would be considered to be a competitor for NetTalk. But this is another device that allows you to make free long distance phone calls. And you pay one fee at the beginning of the year, which is the purchase of it, and then you're set. Now, the nice thing about this is that it's a newer technology. You don't have to plug it into your computer. You can plug it into your computer, but you can also plug it directly into your router directly. And also, the newest device, which is due for release in the second week of April, will allow you to also connect via Wi-Fi. So that means now if you have a phone in another part of your house where there is no router, you can just plug your phone into the NetTalk, and then through a Wi-Fi connection, it will reach out to the wireless router and connect that particular handset to the unit. So that's how that works. So and that's one of the many things that you can do with it. Some of the points that we've been talking about is that the NetTalk also gives you a live person to speak to, live customer support, which is an extremely important thing, especially when you have that question. You don't want to go into a chat room or correspond. You want to talk to a live person. I need help. You want someone right now. And there's a telephone number, a toll-free number that you can call and get help with the NetTalk as well. Some of the points that we've kind of covered, Phil.
And if I can just add to your points, mm-hmm. you know, We have the call service because we're committed to giving people the experience that they want to have to make the commitment and faith in VoIP that they've been always wanting. I mean, people have been wanting VoIP to be their solution so they can get away from being tied to their regular phone provider, landline right. phone provider. So in order to do that, you can't just only give them great technology. You got to give them great service, and that was why we took our time, because we wanted to make sure we had the full package. And the other thing is that, you know, when you talk about our competitor has something similar that they say is as good as ours, but again, they didn't have to go through the 2 years of router synchronization that we did before we went to market. And again, for our base model, which was out last year, which was a year ahead of theirs, mm-hmm. it's $20 less wow. than our competitor. So when you talk about our competitor, they're a competitor, but they're not really a real competitor in the sense of the technology, because they're using old technology, they're $20 more expensive, and they don't have customer service as a commitment, whereas a call center as we do. And then on top of that, we've taken it another step by introducing the next wave of technology, which is Wi-Fi, and that Wi-Fi unit is still less than their latest model, which is our original version.
Right.
So we're committed to providing innovation, service, and savings to our customers.
Now let's take an even closer look at the NetTalk. One of the things that I'd like to ask you is, let's say I have a phone number and I'm using it for business or my own personal number, and I've had it for many, many years. And if I decide to go over to NetTalk, which will give me my own phone number, can I port over the existing phone number to the NetTalk device? And if so, how do I do that?
The answer is yes. You can port your existing number to our NetTalk duos.
That's great.
Okay. And actually, as part of our introduction, we are waiving the cost that other competitors would charge you to do that.
Wow. Oh, so you're actually doing that at no cost.
We're for a limited time only. Uh-huh. We're waiving that fee, which is a big investment on our part, because we want people to see the commitment we have to giving them what they've been waiting for.
Now, normally, what it cost to port over a phone number?
Well, for some people, they pay for $40 to port a number.
Yeah, okay. And you're going to offer that for free for a limited time with the NetTalk. And that is nice. So you can port it over. So what is the process, of actually porting over the number to the NetTalk? How does that work?
Well, what we would do is we would find out from you the local exchange carrier, the number that you're working with, and we'd speak with them. And then basically it's just a administrative thing where we get your authorization, and then they would release it to us, and then we would transfer it over. So depending on the exchange carrier that you're using, it can take anywhere from 3 days to 3 weeks, depending on how fast they process it.
Okay. Now, this is not something that I would go online to do? This is something I have to call and have you do it, or can I do it on your website?
You can do either or.
Okay. All right. So you can do it either way. All right. And that process, again, is called porting the number over. And I think the FCC had some sort of mandate, said that, that if someone wants to get their number, the number basically can, you can do that. And I think that's mandated by a federal law that you have, that you can preserve the number. Am I correct on that? I believe it is.
The FCC's made a lot of provisions to make sure people have the flexibility they want.
Right. Okay, exactly.
But the question is, how much does it cost to steal your friend's number?
Well, the FCC really doesn't want people stealing other people's numbers. That's a different F group. That's an FBI question.
Yeah, that's the process. You just can't stick a number in there. They're going to want to know that you own the number, obviously. Okay, so, all right. So, you have this ability. Now, let's talk. When I select a phone number online, walk me through the process. I'm logged into the website. I have my own NetTalk screen. I'm ready to do that. What do I have to do to make this happen? Some of these things happen. Like, for example, let's talk about voicemail. What do I need to make voicemail happen?
Well, what you would do is, when you go onto the screen, you create a profile, and then what will happen is you'll have a number of tabs that you can pick on. Mm-hmm. And the tabs, and then you've also got a directory on the left side. So, one will say, voicemail, and then it'll ask you, do you want, what message you want to have, and then you can record a message for that voicemail, and then basically whenever anybody calls your number, that's your voice message, and you can change that, and you can also keeps a history of the voice messages that were left for you. So if you're traveling and you have access to a computer, you can pick up those voice messages and hear them out.
Okay, so I'm actually looking at the NetTalk screen now. So the first thing you start up that shows your account info, and you can put your personal info and your name, billing address, a country, you can put this in. And also it asks you for an email address. And that email address is the address where voicemail messages are going to be sent. Okay, so you see that all there. That's all available to you there. Then there's also something called the E911 service address. And this is important. Tell us, what is the E911 service address?
Well, we're an actual telco. We're an actual telephone company,
mm-hmm.
okay? And to provide this service, we need to be able to provide effective 911 service. So when you put in the address that is tied to that E911 service, if anything was ever to happen, they would go to that address because that's what you've put in your profile. Now, that said, if you go on holidays, you could conceivably put that E911 address of where you're on holidays and have the duo there if you want as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always adjust and adapt that, update that E911 address.
All right. Obviously, because if you decide to move someplace for a few months and when you dial 911, you want it to go where you are, not your old address. So, and this will allow you to do that. So that's nice. And again, you can do this all on the... On your own account information website, you know, that you get when you get your NetTalk. Also, there's a credit info. So this is, you can add funds to here. So if you want to make special phone numbers or overseas, you can select that and check that out as well. So this is some of the things that that you can do here. Now, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about the call plans and also that where you can see your call history and some of the other functions of the website with the NetTalk. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network, 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number, live at computeramerica.com or our email address at computeramerica.com. You're listening to the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. Be right back. Twenty-one minutes after the hour here in the Computer America Show, Phil Lynn is here with us. He's NetTalk's Director of Business Development, and we're talking about some of the things that you can do. During the break, we have an email question came in, and he wants to know basically if it's possible to connect one of these NetTalks to so you can have extensions. In other words, he says, I have extensions all over the home. How can I get extensions? Or would I have to buy a NetTalk for each extension, or how would he do that?
Well, actually, it is possible to connect the NetTalk device to your wall jack and wire the whole house in certain cases.
Really? Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Now, what you need to... Does it tell you how to do the instructions? Do you have to go to the website to see how that works? Where do you find that information out?
Basically, instead of connecting your handset, you would connect the wall jack directly to the...
Oh, and then all the phones that are on the cord would then be accessible. I guess that's the same thing if you had cordless phones with cordless extensions all over the house. You put the base station, connect that to the NetTalk, and then all your extensions, your cordless extensions, would have access. So why would it be any? It should be the same way with the wires, and that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, like I said, it's one of the neat things that people are discovering about our product.
All right. Well, see, there you go. So hopefully that answers your questions. About that. So that makes perfect sense. All right, so let's talk about some of the other features. We talked again about the voicemail. You go to the website, you turn that on, you can access it from any place from the actual phone that's connected. That all you have to do is a *98, right? And then you get the voicemail and all the prompts. Press 1 to listen to this, press 3 to erase it, press 2 to save it. All those things are just like the regular telco voicemail. But if I am somewhere else, if I am not at home and I want to listen to my messages, then I would have to listen to them at the email address. How does that work? How do I listen to it via the email? How do I listen to my voicemail remotely, I guess is what I'm asking you.
Well, it's possible to listen to them through the your account online.
Okay.
And also...
Okay. Well, that works. In other words, so I can go out online and click on it. That's right. And then I will see listed item for item, the call, the message, and everything. And then I can, and that's really nice because then I can select which ones I want to hear and just double click on. So anywhere where I have internet access in a browser, I can access my my account page for NetTalk and then listen to my voicemail online. Correct?
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing too is, you know, I mean, I think we should note that when you're looking at the selection on your screen, it's a pretty simple interface.
Yeah,
you know,
very simple.
I mean, you know, so I, you know, like I said, I mean, people have been waiting a long time for somebody to do it right, and we intend, and we will, and we are the ones who are putting all that time in. So that's why it took us a little longer, and so on.
Now, one of the things I like is you have speed dial on here. You can set up a speed dial. You can actually do it visually on the website, so you can tell it with the number. You give it the, you know, 1 to 9, I believe it is. Or 0, and then you put in the phone number you want to call. You can give it a name or something, and you say that's speed dial 1. And then when you go on the website, you can see it. Now, if I want a speed dial, basically I just pick up the phone, you know, the phone that's connected to the NetTalk or what have you, and just hold down that number key, like a 1, or just hold down the 2 key or something, and then for 2 seconds or something, and then it dials that number, correct?
Right. You pick the speed dial code you want, and as long as you've got your phone number in there that you want, you're good to go.
Yeah, which I thought was really good because, again, you can see all this. You know, with the regular telco, you got to you have to know the right codes, and you kind of have to guess doing it. This was really nice. You just set it up, and you're ready to go, and it's just that simple. Now, setting up the voicemail message, same thing with you do *98. You only want to do that from the unit itself, and then you configure what the message is going to say. And that's how does that work?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And also, a nice thing is when you go online, you can see a call history. In other words, you can search a date range from and to. You can search for a particular number. You can search for all the calls. You can see everything. And then you will see the date, the caller ID, the phone number, the destination, the duration of the call, how long you spent online, and the cost, if there was any associated cost. You can see all that on the screen. Right online, so you get a really – you don't have to wait till your bill comes in from the monthly bill from the telco. You can see this at any time at the NetTalk website, your particular – your customer special NetTalk page that you have set up.
Well, I mean, basically what you've got here is you got your own phone company.
Yeah, really, literally. It looks that way.
You know, I mean, we say fire your phone company on our box, but the reality is we should say hire your own phone company. So fire your phone company and hire your phone company.
Exactly. And really, very, very nice in how you have it set up and everything. You can get everything from the website and you can see your international rates, you can see your speed dial, you can see the phone numbers, even invoices. If you've done some additional, you can see your invoices online. You even have a place for coupons if you need it. You can change your password. You have a call simulator, which is nice. So in other words, you can simulate the calling process, discover the cost per minute of a call. You can set that up. You can actually tell it what number you wanted to call. So it's all right here on the website on your NetTalk website.
And Craig, the key thing is, even if for some reason, you know, you can't figure this out for some reason, call us.
Yeah.
That's what we're there for.
Yeah, exactly. So now, again, just out of curiosity, was Skype the one that cleared the way for this to happen?
Skype was great in the sense that they brought the first generation of this sort of technology, you know, in the sense that, you know, you could go peer-to-peer, and make international calls. The technology has that we've developed has gone so far beyond that because, number one, with Skype, you were initially tied to the fact that you had to be tied to a computer and you had to have a handset. So it was sort of like it gave you some features that weren't there, but it really wasn't a total solution. And really, what people want are a total solution from making the call to taking the call, taking the phone service with them, to being able to do whatever they want to do online. And the fact that you have a 24/7 phone that you can take with you, and that connect to a router if you want, or now with Wi-Fi, and that's really where the technology is, we've taken it that far now. Skype was the first. People know Skype, and Skype's great, but we needed to go further to really get people excited and to really want to embrace it.
Right. Well, Phil, listen, it's been a pleasure having you here on the show. Again, if people want to see more about it, they can go to the website, which is www.nettalk. There's two T's in it, nettalk.com. You can go to our website at computeramerica.com, click on the show notes button, and we have a link to nettalk.com there for you as well. If you're driving or you don't remember it, remember to computeramerica.com, click the show notes button, check it out. And if you're looking to break away from the phone company with something like NetTalk, it's really easy to do. And stop paying those enormous phone bills and get yourself connected to a NetTalk. Hey, Phil, thank you so much for being with us here tonight. We'll get you back again when things continue on. We'll get you back on the show. Okay, Phil?
Thanks for having us on. And, good luck to whoever gets those five NetTalk duos.
Yes, we're going to be giving those away on our Facebook contest. Thanks again, Phil. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Thanks.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. So we're going to do that. We're going to start offering some NetTalks as prizes on our Facebook contest. We'll talk about that when we come back. And then we also have computer news. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Computer America Show. NetTalk just got done with us. They were gracious enough to stay for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like, and I'm the first to hear this, or I'm hearing this first myself, that we are going to have prizes from NetTalk.
Yes.
Probably their unit and a year subscription as Facebook prizes.
Right.
And we're going to give them away starting next week.
Yeah. So in other words, we're going to add that to the rotation of prizes that we give away. We're going to actually start giving away some NetTalks. So they gave us a number of them to give away on the show. And that's what we're going to do. It'll be, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page and say that you like it. And you're in our, and that from that point on, you're in our drawing every week. You can win something really nice. And one of the things we'll be adding to that rotation are NetTalks. And they sent us a shipment of them to give away on the program. So we're going to do that.